From Tidbits on April 13th, 2009, this is the audio edition of iTunes Drops DRM for Music, Initiates Tiered Pricing, written by Doug McLean. During Apple's keynote speech at the 2009 Macworld Expo, Phil Schiller, Senior Vice President of Worldwide Product Marketing, announced that the company would be removing digital rights management from all of the music offered in the iTunes Store and would implement a new tiered pricing system. Apple's FairPlay DRM limited music sold through iTunes to recognized devices. On the day of the announcement, January 6, 2009, Apple removed DRM from 8 million songs in iTunes, but that still left an additional 2 million songs to be switched over. Apple has now made good on its promise in full by removing DRM from all music in iTunes. In addition to removing DRM from music sold through iTunes, all songs now use 256 kbps AAC encoding, which was found previously only in the subset of Apple's catalog known as iTunes Plus. The previous bitrate, 128 kbps, will no longer be available. Users will also have the ability to upgrade previously purchased music to this higher quality DRM-free format at the rate of 30 cents per song and 60 cents per music video. To upgrade your existing music, click the Upgrade to iTunes Plus link on the iTunes Store front page. Reports on Tidbits Talk indicate that the switch isn't 100% complete, with some songs having been removed from the iTunes Store, possibly because Apple couldn't acquire resale rights for DRM-free versions, and others are simply not available in iTunes Plus format. After upgrading, you can determine whether you have any of these tracks by creating a smart playlist that looks for Kind Contains Protected and Kind Contains Audio. Lastly, Apple has implemented a tiered pricing system. Previously, all songs were available at the flat price of 99 cents, though purchasing full albums could sometimes result in a discount. Now, songs are available at 69 cents, 99 cents, or $1.29. Apple has not commented on how exactly song prices are determined, though Schiller did note during his presentation back in January that there are more 69 cent songs than $1.29 songs. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.